Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
You know, I'm proud of where we are as a show in that we came from really nobody but me doing radio ever. And, you know, we started in one market, had no money, as by myself, and slowly just adding friends. And we went to be a show that was successful in one city. I spent all money to syndicate it into two other cities. And we really kind of grabbed and drug our way to where we are now. So I'm proud of that. The weird thing for me is, though, like, we get put on in places through syndication, and not so much the listeners, but what we're dealing with now, what I'm dealing with now, there was the show that we came on after in Portland. We've only been on there a couple months. But, like, I'm just getting dragged by them constantly. Like, they're not on the air anymore. I didn't know them. I didn't petition to be on in Portland. I love it up there. I didn't know we were going to get put on until 2 days before. Like, there was no... But, you know, one of these guys from that show had posted a picture of me on his Instagram account and was just, you know, saying things that weren't very nice. So I messaged him. I was like, hey, man, I don't have any beef with you. Like, I didn't know we were getting put on here. I love it. Don't get me wrong. I'm very grateful that we have the ability to be put on in places. I think we're going to do well there. But I'll tell you the message I sent him. And I'm not like, mad. I don't know. It's just a weird thing that he would hold it toward me. Because he would be doing the same thing I was doing. Like, he would he probably could have. If
it's just someone not processing yet correctly. He'll get there.
I sent him a message blind. His name is Tony Russell. I said, hey, yo, dude, I got no beef with you other than you putting me on your Instagram. I didn't come for your job. I didn't even know we were getting put on there until a few days before. I wish you nothing but the best. The business is way too small for that. If I can help in any way, let me know. And so...
Did he reply?
Yeah, he said, here, promote my YouTube channel, basically.
He did?
He's like, all right, you said help.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, so you guys go check out youtube.com/TonyRussell2.
Okay.
And then he took down the posts.
Yeah, that's progress. He took down the posts.
Yeah.
And everyone can go check out his YouTube and support
him. I hope they do.
Yeah.
And don't go
slam
him.
Be nice. Yeah, be nice.
For me, it's just I struggle in that, man, I had nothing to do with that. And, you know, and then they get listeners attacking me.
Yeah, that's hard.
And the poor Portland, anytime we go on somewhere new, it's always a little brutal for 3 to 6 months. But the Portland site not only has people not liking us because we're new, but has people not liking us because the folks that were on before are sending people to say, hey, go tell them how much they suck. So that's a whole weird vibe. I was working at the Opry and I was just seeing me post on, I was like, and I can tell you that it just doesn't pay to be unfriendly with people in this industry. There's no reason to have enemies, especially if they didn't do anything to you personally, because at some point you could always use the help and assistance of somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know, Chuck Wicks is an example of that. He's been on our competing show forever. Him and I have been friends the whole time. And as soon as he was in an unfortunate situation, I was like, dude, come on, let's work together now. And that just would have never happened if I would have been a douche to him or if he'd have been a douche to me. But we didn't because we're like, you know what? We're grown adults. Mm-hmm. I don't even know the situation. What I know is that a lot of people had to cut budgets. And with that, I don't think it was anything but that show. I'm not sure what was happening with that show. But all of a sudden, they're off. I get the call that we're on. I was shocked. I was like, wow, there was no lead-in. No one told me it was coming. And we're going to do fine up there. And it's going to be great. But anyway, that's always weird to me.
But yeah. Anyway. No, I mean, I totally see how it's hard, especially if you know that someone is hurting if they lost their job. Like, that's not lost on you. It's not lost on us. Like, it's never comfortable, but the hope is that they can handle it maturely.
Not even that. I would have hit me up and been like, hey, dude, one of the guys on the show I sent money to, because I was, I was like, hey, people are losing their jobs. Who needs money?
Oh, yeah,
I was just sending money. Like, another person in the show was like, hey, I just got laid off up here. Can I get some money? I was like, yeah. I sent them, like, $250 or something.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I'm still getting attacked from all angles. What can I do? But I would have hit me up and been like, hey, this got cut. Do you know of anything? Can you help me out?
That would be the mature thing to do. But when people are hurting, they don't always react how they should.
But even when you're, like, telling this story, I felt like, gosh, how awkward. You're going to have to DM him. And what are you going to tell him, you know, to stop doing that? But look at the good that came out of it. You guys communicate. You communicated, hey, dude, like, this is how I feel about this. Like, this is a situation. And then he was just like, okay, cool. Hey, promote my YouTube page and everything's cool. Like, when you first started telling this story, I was like, oh, my gosh, how awkward is this? But the end result is like, wow, that worked out.
Yeah.
I heard you take a gasp.
Well, yeah, because it just would have been better if he had never made it super awkward in the beginning. But yeah.
Well, it's just a struggle that, but, and I guess the reason that it feels weird to me is that nothing was ever handed to me. And people may look now and go, well, if you don't know my story, and most people don't, but I don't like to beat it down either. I just like to come on, be compelling, be funny, make people feel good. Sometimes it just depends. Sad. We just try to walk through the range of emotions. But that whole thing is weird for me.
Mm-hmm.
But especially when someone's attacking me, doing the same thing I'm doing. Mm. I had no advantage. I had tons of...
Yeah, if he had an opportunity to come here and take over our slot...
In a minute,
whatever it is,
everybody would.
Yeah, and it's not like it was like, hey, Bobby, do you want this opportunity? It was like, hey, your show's going into Portland. Like,
But just the opportunity that when we syndicate our show, people attack us for being a syndicated show. The company didn't put us together. The company never had the grand idea to make the show what it is. We have made the show what it is. We've performed at every level more and more and more that we've been able to save money for the company whenever they need it. And so I don't feel guilty about it because everybody would do it if they could. But anyway, that's all. It's a weird vibe, weird thing happening. I'm so annoyed by it. I just get annoyed by when you're supposed to be on the same team with someone.
Yeah.
Because that's crappy things are going to happen to me. And I'm going to reach out and be like, hey, but why someone would attack a teammate? But I guess everybody doesn't see it the same way. But anyway, there's that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Amy says that Star Wars The Clone Wars is the worst TV show you've ever seen.
Cartoon?
Oh, yeah. It's a cartoon.
Oh, it's horrible. But my son loves it.
What is it?
And he loves to say, Mom, will you come watch Clone Wars with me? Ugh. And so I do. And I kind of just want to, at some point, for the show to disappear.
Oh, wow.
Can you delete it from...
It's on Disney Plus.
But can you delete it from being seen?
I don't know. Can I? If someone knows how, then yeah. I'll be like...
It's not like hide it. There's not a hide.
Yeah. I mean, somehow I could be like, oh, we finished the whole series. It's done.
Amy, it's getting 100% reviews.
No, that's a lie. Who's reviewing it? Stevenson?
It's just Amy's son.
That's it? No. 100%? Mm. Maybe I'm missing something. But I don't even know how it's related to Star Wars. There's just these... creepy animated alien people that I can barely even understand what they're saying, and he loves it.
Yeah. Biggest songs in country music, number 3. It was number 1 last week, number 3 this week. Morgan Wallen, Chasing You, like a shot of whiskey. Number 2, Travis Denning, After a Few. But after a few drinks, it's always the same thing. I'd love to see that song get number 1. Yeah. It won't get it this week, though. Last week, Luke Combs was number 1 again, so this is the song right now. But I think Luke Combs is going to be number 1 again next week, too. That Travis Denning song's been on the chart for forever, a year, and he's just a guy that's been grinding it out. But this is it. Luke Combs and Eric Church, second week at number 1. Hip-hop, the number 1 song is from Megan Thee Stallion. I'm Savage. I'm a savage. Ratchet? Yeah. Classy. Bougie? Ratchet. I just see them on TikTok all the time.
They're all TikTok.
And there's the Carole Baskin one.
In the rock world, Godsmack Unforgettable is the number 1 song. With blind eyes open
wide, I'm seeing it. I feel a rising sun. Scuba. Scuba loves this stuff.
Scuba, are you a metal guy?
Dude, I used to be the lead screamer in a band. I'm all about metal, heavy metal, rock.
You used to be the lead screamer?
Yeah, I could play drums, lead screamer in a band.
Dude, his screamer's really good. His scream's really, really good.
Okay, do it.
Wait, hold on. I don't want to blow your voice right now.
Yeah, okay.
But you're a drummer?
Mm-hmm.
All I do is see how business works, right? Like, Eddie and I tour constantly with full band.
That's where your mind went?
Like, as
Wait
soon as he
second.
Said drummer, it wasn't that my mind went off of, that'd be a fun bit. It was like, huh.
Okay.
And so would you do that?
Like in the Godsmack thing where he opens up with it? Yeah, I could do all that. But I was more of like I could do high pitch, low, hold it, long screams.
What do you need? How much time do you need stretching? I don't know what you guys do to do that on the show one day.
Just you tell me what day we want to do it and we'll do it.
Huh. Okay, maybe at the end of the week.
All right.
Maybe Friday will be Scuba Steve Screen Day.
I mean, he doesn't need that much of a warm-up because every day after the show, we do a little work. It's usually me and Steve here late. And he just puts on metal loud. And I just
hear... Really? I had no idea.
I hear roars coming from the control room.
Hey, Hey, Scuba.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo. Now he's in his element.
I'm in a different vibe now.
Now he's in his element. Can you sing?
I mean, not that great, but so in my band, it would be me doing lead vocals, lead screaming, and we had a guy who was our bassist, and he would do like the harmonies and stuff, and I would kind of add with
your
it.
Screams?
Yeah, like, or he like, have you ever heard of like Evergreen Terrace or From My Autumn Ashes?
No, okay. No, no one's heard of that.
All right. Well, there usually be predominantly screaming, and every once in a while there'd be some sort of like melodic singing in the background or
so you
different
would just
verses.
Scream as the singing of the song.
Yeah, I mean, there's lyrics to it and stuff. It's
but
not just.
But
like,
if you can't hear a lyric, why does a lyric matter?
You can hear the lyric. I enunciated my words so you could hear it.
Okay. Well, maybe the end of the week we do this.
Yeah. I'm down, dude.
I had
dude.
No idea. Scuba Steve, our executive producer, was lead screamer.
Yep.
What the F is that? He's the nicest guy.
Oh, he's very calm.
Scuba throws you off. First, when you see him, you're like, "Who's this bald dude with a big old beard?"
Looks like a sailor.
Looks like Jim the Anvil Neidhart, for those that don't know old wrestling. He looks like, I don't know, he looks like he'd be mean, like a biker guy. Mm-hmm. But then you meet him and he's very kind. He's kind and calm at all times.
Very calm.
And then you're like, well, that didn't make sense. And so right when I'm starting to go, he's the kindest, calmest guy ever. He's like, yeah, I was lead screamer in a band. I wonder what world he was living in.
But then you have Mike D too, the other spectrum. He loves this stuff too.
Not that though. Nope. There's a difference. Mike D loves punk.
Oh, he didn't scream?
No, Mike D's like,
he likes to mosh.
Lied to in my mom's basement. Hey. I'm so sad she won't come down and she won't bring me any orange juice, so I'm going to write a song.
Okay.
Like, that's his stuff. Not screaming, it's like whining in a nasally voice.
Got it.
Punk.
Emo punk.
That explains it perfectly.
Almost. Yeah. Well, look at that. It's interesting. All right. That's it. We're done with the post show. Thank you. Enjoy today's podcast. It's a great show today. I'm not lying to you. All right. Bye, everybody.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Tuesday's radio show. Thank you, guys. Morning, studio.
Morning.
You know what's weird is I was sitting next to Kaylin. We're on the couch, and she gets a DM from some guy on her Instagram. She's like, what in the world? And she hands it over to me. And it's this guy going, I actually have it here on my phone still. He goes, hey, I want to be your sugar daddy.
Oh.
And just let me know because I pay per month or something. And I was like, well, let me have that. So I hit him back. I was like, how much? So I started negotiating with him on her phone. He thought it was her. So here's what he said. He said, hey, beautiful. I would love for you to be my sugar baby. I will be giving you a weekly allowance with other benefits. Hmm. So she was just showing me, but I take her phone and I write, what's the allowance, big boy?
Oh, gosh. Ew.
And I wondered if he would even reply, and he did. He said, how does $400 weekly sound? I just want your attention online via texting and calling more sugar baby relationship. I can also employ you as an assistant to help make purchases and shopping. And then I said,
what?
How do we get started? And then he said, where do you reside? And then I wrote, Nashville with my boyfriend, but can we keep it quiet from him?
It's funny bones.
Well, I have it going. She's starting to feel uncomfortable with it, especially because we just had to fix a situation where she was getting harassed by someone.
Yeah.
But I was like, you can't let that affect the fun we're having other places in our life. She's like, but I'm not having fun with this. So that's where we are right now, is that he'll pay $400 a week, I guess, just for sugar. And then I wondered, Ray, is this you?
Excuse me?
What is going on in his profile? Like, what does he look
it
like?
It sounds by what he's writing that he's foreign.
Oh. Okay.
Yep, Morgan, number two, you ever get these?
Yeah, I had one in there that was offering me $1,000 a week.
$1,000 a week?
And he wanted me to go to events and stuff with him, and I didn't respond, but yeah.
I think these are people in, like, Africa and, like, other countries.
So they're not really paying.
I don't know. But he said, hey, we were quiet on Caitlin's, and he hits back with a hello. When can we get started? And I said, let me get that first check, and we'll go from there. So that's where we are at the end of the story.
See if that check comes in.
Keep us posted. I'm curious.
Yeah, me too. I just feel like it's some sort of scam more than it is some guy really looking for a sugar baby.
Yeah.
How much, though, Morgan, to go to events with people? If someone said $5,000 a week, you just have to get some old guy here in town.
I don't feel like, even if it was legit and I did go and I did do it, I just feel like that doesn't end well. So I just don't think I would ever do it. I think it would end in like him getting angry.
Yeah, no, at first it'd be fine, go to events. And
but
then,
just collect a couple checks and then get out.
Well, you know, then he already knows too much about you maybe, and then your life is in danger.
Somebody hire me to be a sugar baby.
Difference between a guy's perspective and a girl's perspective right there.
Yeah, nothing else.
We're like, go for it.
You guys can always call us, 877-77-BOBBY. If we don't answer, you can leave a message. Here you go.
Good morning, studio. Bobby, you and your girlfriend had some beautiful-looking fish. Where were you fishing at? Love you guys. Take care. Have a wonderful day.
In Nashville, we were on Percy Priest. It's a lake here. We're going Friday again.
You are again?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So after the show, hopping in a boat, do some striper fishing. That's the, we don't keep them. We don't, because I don't think striper are good eating at all.
But so you just throw them back?
Yeah, but they're the best to catch because they're the big ones. And they fight. They're fun.
They look cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but that's where here in town. If you ever come to Nashville, call somebody that knows because you have to be in the middle of the lake for striper fishing.
Yeah, because I go there too and I don't catch anything.
Yeah, they don't catch anything.
Go with a guide.
You can go with us Friday if you want.
Friday?
You could.
Okay.
All right. And your wife want to go with Caitlin and I?
I would. Let me talk to her. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, you can go. Yeah,
let me know, man.
There is a Florida high school who is holding its graduation on jet skis. A group of Florida high school seniors, I guess they just held their graduation ceremony on jet skis. It was because of social distancing. The one dozen now graduates each drove a jet ski to an anchored boat where they were handed their diploma.
It's amazing.
The principal handed the students their diplomas with a grabber, so not the handshake, with the little claw thing, and to make sure they got them. The pictures are pretty fun. If your high school had to do something, because I'm assuming they're very water-based down in Florida. Like mine, if we had to do something based on our lifestyle, would be we'd probably all drive our four-wheelers. We'd all be on four-wheelers and drive up and get our diploma, you know, from the back of a horse trailer or something. If your high school was based on what was happening, what would yours be?
I mean, it's right in the middle of downtown Austin. I'm trying to think. It was on the hike and bikes. Maybe everybody runs by socially, like on the trail, and gets theirs.
All your running gear.
Or there's a kayak center close by. They could kayak by.
Eddie, what about you guys?
And we're south, deep south Texas. Probably a horse. We probably just get somebody's horse and just go in rotation.
One horse?
Yeah.
You all just take turns?
All right, you go, and then I get off, and then you get on, you go around.
Morgan, you're from Kansas. What would you guys do?
Ours would be tractors. You could have a lot of tractors just lining up in the wheat fields, handing them off.
Raymundo?
Yeah, there was actually, where I'm from, snow up until a week ago, so we could do snow machines easily.
That's interesting, because you're from Michigan.
Yeah, from the far north, baby.
Lunchbox?
We just do back of pickup trucks. Everybody at my high school had a pickup truck, so you just get in the back of a truck and drive by.
Hmm. Well, it's fun. It's fun to see the way that people got creative with their graduations. You know, I was watching some of that TLC show. Not the network, but the TLC's biggest hits. We talked about it yesterday. So last night, four artists across all different genres came together to perform their take on TLC's biggest hit. You can still stream it now on CW TV. Our friends from Low Cash did No Scrubs. Here's a clip of that. I don't want to meet you nowhere, no. I don't want none of your time, no. I don't want no scrubs. Check it out, CW TV. Pretty cool to see our friends Low Cash getting that. You know, Elon Musk had a baby with the artist Grimes. I don't know who she is, but they named their baby that weird name, like X Blango Blango. She's selling her soul for $10 million.
To where? To who?
According to Grimes, ahead of her upcoming online art exhibition titled Selling Out, it opens in LA, the avant-garde artist has announced that she will give a legal document that entitles the purchaser a percentage of her soul. The nugget of Grimes' essence will be sold along with prints, drawings, photographs, all at the exhibit, but she was still part of her soul for $10 million. Now, I'm going to ask you this, because this is artsy and nutty, but if someone came to you, and let's say he was wearing all red, I don't know.
Did he have horns?
Well, not on his earth form.
Okay.
But he's wearing all red, and he's got a mustache, and he's like, hey, in like a red suit, and he's like, hey, Amy, tell you what, for $10,000, and he has the cash, he goes, you have to sell me your soul.
No.
But $10,000, and do you really believe that someone can buy your soul? That's what it comes down to.
I know. Anybody watch Billions?
No.
This is literally just an episode, because Wendy, who's like the therapist that works there, was asking one of the employees if they believed in God or not. And instantly they said no. But then she said, okay. And she put a post-it like, what if I offer you this for your soul? And the person hesitated and thought about it. She was like, the mere fact that you just had to take a pause to think about that, you know, is allowing for there to be possibility that there could be something else. Because why not? If you don't believe it, sell me your soul.
Eddie, someone walks up to you and says, $10,000, sir. All you have to do is sign this document that says, I own your soul.
Yeah, this is all jibber jabber. It's smoke and mirrors. So you can have my soul for whatever you want. That's free money.
That seems scary to me.
That soul is mine. It's not just because the money transferred.
So, okay. Let me say this.
Come on.
If we got our iHeartRadio lawyer to draw up a document that says, I could give you $100 for your soul, would you sell me your soul?
Can we sell it to multiple people? Like 1% to a bunch of people?
No. You're saying it's all jibber jabber.
It is?
I can make this happen. I can get a legal document. I can call a notary, have it all stamped and cleaned up. I'll give you $100 for your soul.
He's nervous.
Eddie, would you?
Eddie, would you sell me?
Would you legally sell me your soul for $100?
Guys, yes, I would. Okay. I would gladly take your money because that soul is not leaving my body.
Hey, Scuba Steve, our executive producer. We need to have a document drawn up. We have a notary in the build. I don't know if they're in the building.
My wife can do it. She's a notary.
Boom.
Oh, wow.
So we'll have it drawn up, and I will give Eddie $100 for his soul.
All right, part of my soul,
right? No. All of it.
All of it?
Yeah.
You didn't even get a good deal out of it.
You didn't even,
no, that's
you
a
didn't
bad
even
one.
Haggle.
Yeah.
It's $100. It's free 99. I'll take it.
Okay.
Yes.
Eddie, you've been my dear friend for a long time.
Yeah, and let's be real.
At least you know Bobby's going to take care of your soul, and he's not.
What if I sell it to somebody else? What if I sell?
Right.
What if I turn around and sell it to Lunchbox for $200, and Lunchbox has got Eddie's soul?
That's going
to
hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Wow.
I'm into it.
And let me ask you this.
What
do you plan to do with my soul?
Who knows? It doesn't matter. I own it.
Right. Any plans? Any ideas?
Right now, no.
Okay.
So is this art?
Is art art?
No, this is not art.
This is art. Well, she's doing it as art.
Yeah.
Grimes or whatever.
No, this is what you call, Amy, free money.
No, I don't like it. I don't want it.
What? What are you laughing at?
I'm not.
To you, it's free money. To me, it's an investment.
Okay. All right.
If I have two souls, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Let me get the paperwork drawn up.
Okay.
It cost me more than that to get it drawn up.
Yeah,
it
probably will. You're right. Bobby
Bones. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
George Strait has a quarantine beard in a new PSA for his home state of Texas. The PSA is called Write This Down, Take a Little Note, and it's about their updated safety measures.
Write this down. Take a little note to remind you of these friendly things you can do to help defeat COVID-19. Wash your hands regularly, wear a face mask, and stay 6 feet apart from others in public.
Kip Moore shared the journey that brought him to his new album, Wild World.
Most of the songs that came about from this Wild World record were during a time of touring around 2018 when I felt myself really broken down in a lot of ways physically. Found myself departed from my faith. You really sense that with so much of this record. You sense that search for peace.
Sounds like Kip's out at the creek right now doing that interview.
Yeah. I hear the frogs out there and the crickets. I love that dude.
All right, what else?
Carly Pierce talked about how she copes during difficult times.
Give yourself the room to deal with the emotions that you have. I've had days where I've cried my eyes out over this, and then I have days that I'm okay. And I think just giving yourself permission to that, but also just really looking to God for your faith and your hope.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
So it's hard right now for schools to celebrate graduating seniors, but there's a school in Kentucky called Gallatin County High School, and they got together with a Kentucky Speedway to use the track for them to take their final victory laps.
Oh, wow.
So all the seniors got together in their own cars and went round and round for a mile and a half ride across the speed trap.
Nobody wrecked, right?
No, they're fine. And they didn't race or anything. They just kind of like celebrated while they honked their horns and everything.
Can you imagine if they let a bunch of seniors go, all right, we're going to race. The winner gets a scholarship to UK.
Don't get hurt now.
That's pretty cool, though. I like that. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from San Diego, California. 3:30 a.m., alarm goes off, break-in, Wells Fargo, break-in at Wells Fargo. Police surround the building. They say, come out with your hands up. They storm the building. They find a guy sitting in the break room eating Hot Pockets.
Oh, I saw this, and he said he was happy with it, and he'd do it again.
Yeah, he broke in because he had nowhere to heat up Hot Pockets, and he needed the microwave. Didn't try to take any money at all.
They said, sir, would you do it again? He said, yeah, of course. I was hungry. Yeah. Dang. How'd he get in? All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Our video producer, Eddie, came to me and said, hey, I'd like to apologize to someone on the air.
Yes.
Which we don't do a lot of. We don't really take the air and make it just personal for no real good of the listener. So I thought, well, I think we could turn a segment and make this something. So you go first, and then we're all going to apologize
for
something. Everybody have an apology they'd like to share with somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Okay, Eddie, you're first. Go ahead.
All right. Well, first, a couple of days ago, I lost my wallet. And I could swear that I saw my wife with my wallet last. And I said, I can't find my wallet. I remember you looking through it and even commenting on the cash that I had in there. And I was like, okay, now I can't find it. So where is my wallet? And I accused her for 2 days of losing my wallet. Guys, yesterday, I found it under the seat of my car. So I would like to publicly apologize to my wife for accusing her for losing my wallet.
Nice. Apology accepted.
Thank you.
Like I get to accept it for her. I'll go. My girlfriend's 28, and on the air on yesterday's show, I had said something that I regret saying. Not because I felt, because I feel bad about, because it was with good intentions, but I said she's almost 30. And she didn't like that.
But you were clarifying that she wasn't 18.
I know. Because we said she graduated college. I was clarifying she wasn't 22.
Right.
She went back because she graduated college, went into the workforce, was like, you know, I want to get my master's. She just finished up again as a non-traditional student, finished at 28. And I said, you know, she's almost 30. And she didn't like, so I'd like to apologize for saying that she's all, even though she.
She is.
I'm saying
30's great.
I agree.
She's going to love it.
I agree. But that's my apology. I'm sorry that I'll give it. Here's another one I have too.
Oh, two.
Yeah. Now that I think about it. I order Uber Eats sometimes. And so her and I had built this basket where people that were coming for delivery, we had all kinds of stuff in the basket. If they delivered food, there was a note I left in the Uber Eats app saying, hey, there's a basket out there with masks. There's granola bar. Well, the basket's run out a couple times. We refilled it, but we forgot to refill it again because now we're back working again and just haven't thought about it. But the note is still up on my Uber Eats. So
and there's nothing in there?
There's nothing in there. And the guy texts me. He got to the house. He called me and he goes, hey, man, I think I'm at your house. I'm not sure. Ain't nothing in the basket, though. So I felt like trick-or-treater when there were no trick-or-treaters, but I have no candy left.
Yeah.
So I'd like to apologize to him, too. That wasn't good on me. Amy, who would you like to apologize to?
Well, mine's also two people, but it's in the same thing. It's not two separate. So I guess, well, my daughter made these cookies, and they're really good. She loves baking now, and it's awesome. She bakes all kinds of things. And there was one cookie left, and I ate it. And when she went to the fridge and opened up and she wanted it, I had said my husband ate it.
Oh,
so I need to apologize.
Two at the same time.
I need to apologize to her for eating the last one because I should have just left it. And then I also need to apologize to my husband for putting it on him. He had eaten the one before that.
Yeah, but so you knew that. You.
Yeah.
Don't try to get out of it.
I know.
Just
apologize.
It's fine. It is what it is, and I'm sorry.
Lunchbox?
I'm not proud of myself.
I would like to apologize to my neighbor that lives directly behind me. Our trash cans are in the alleyway between the two houses, and I guess they don't have a trash can because I walk out there, I'm taking a bag full of diapers, and I look in there, and there's two bags of trash, and it's white bags, and we use gray bags, and I see my neighbor out there, and I'm like, hey, man, look, if you're going to use my trash can, at least ask me to use my trash can before you just throw two bags of trash in here. Thanks. And I throw the diapers in, and I walk away. Turns out my wife just bought different bags, and we now have white bags.
What a
dang.
Oh, yeah. That's
so sorry, neighbor.
That's rough.
Raymundo, we got one more in us.
Yeah, mine's also for the neighbors. So we're on the fourth floor, and there's people right below us on the third floor. We all got patios. We were out there and accidentally dumped over a White Claw, and it ends up going all over his patio. I mean, definitely sorry to him. He's got furniture and stuff like that. I don't know if it ruined anything, but it was for sure a full can of beer, and I'm sorry. sorry, bro.
Is White Claw considered beer? When no. you talk about beer, is that White Claw?
Alcohol. Okay. Yeah.
All right. There you go. We're all sorry, right, everybody?
Yes, we're sorry. Sorry. Okay.
This guy on Instagram is inside my girlfriend's direct messages, and he says, "Hey, I need a sugar baby." I talked about it earlier in the show. You can hear that whole segment if you listen to the podcast. Go back and hear it. But I said, "How much?" It's like $400 a week. I was like, "What do I have to do?" Talking as her. And he's like, "Just do text. I can hire you to do jobs." And so this is what he said. "Where do you reside?" This is my exact answer. I said, "In Tennessee with my boyfriend, but he sucks." "He is, as they say, quite needy. He always wants me to make him oatmeal." So I'm writing this,
so
right?
Random.
Writing this. He said, "If you have an outstanding balance on your credit card, I can easily pay that off. Tell me a little more about yourself." And then he says, "Hello." Then I said, "I need a check before we commit to anything." And so he has responded now. She just sent me a screenshot. He said, "All right, sweetie, what does the name be written on the check?"
Oh my gosh.
Oh. Okay.
You're right there.
So give her
a
name.
To get paid, huh? No, I don't give her a real name.
Well, is she supposed to be able to cash the check?
You think I'm gonna put something in the bank?
I want to see.
Amy, put it under your name.
No, we need some way to figure out if this transaction really works.
Why don't we combine the two names? Why don't we say like Caitlin Brown, her and your last name? That way, it's not a real person.
Oh yeah. Okay. And then you mail it to the radio station.
Say Caitlin.
Oh, this is awesome.
Brown.
Okay.
Okay. I'll let
Can you still cash a check under Caitlin Brown?
I don't know. I'm
not we're about to find out.
You're not from me. You're not. I'm not going to jail for that.
I could probably get it cashed.
All right. I will let you guys know how that goes. On the show last week, we talked about Tom Brady selling his Cadillac Escalade for $300,000. It is a custom Cadillac Escalade. He basically ripped out the inside and rebuilt it because when he was driving to and from practice, he wanted to be able to focus on football. So he bought it for $95,000. He added custom additions. It's like screens on both sides. It's private jet seats. Mm. So you can kind of recline back. The car has 13,000 miles on it. That's it. And so they listed it, and Lunchbox called and tried to make an offer on this Escalade. Lunchbox, anything you want to say before we hit it?
I just want to say I was excited that Tom Brady, his vehicle, it gives a phone number, and I'm like, I think I'm calling Tom Brady, but it wasn't Tom Brady. It was some guy, but man, this car is awesome.
All right, here we go.
Hello there.
Hi, yeah, this is Jason Gimbel, businessman making business deals, trying to get that money. How you doing today?
I'm a little slower paced than you are, but I'm doing fine, thank you.
So I just saw this Escalade online and your number is associated. I'm trying to find out about this Escalade. $300,000? Like, what makes it $300,000? It says something about some guy named Brady. Hold on, I just scrolled down. It says Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say I pay $285,000 in cash. Tom Brady, will he throw a football to me as I drive away? Are you saying that's a deal? Are you saying that's a deal? Say deal.
Look, I'm not in a position to sell the vehicle. I'm not the guy you need to talk to. Although I've enjoyed your phone call very much, and I think you're one swell guy.
So, you're telling me that if I buy the car, I can have dinner with Tom Brady and Giselle?
You know, if I was outside, I had to ask if I was on candid camera, okay? So, sorry. No promises from me because I can't make any promises.
All right, just give me Tom Brady's cell phone number. I'll call him.
If I had it, I'd consider it.
All right, my man. Thank you so much. Okay. Yay. And
all right.
I'm glad we made a deal.
Yeah, right. Funny. Okay.
All right.
Enjoy your day.
All right, have a great day. We got a deal.
You too. Well, I made no deal, so I just so I got to say goodbye.
Wait, I don't understand. Why was his number attached to it if he couldn't make the deal?
I think he has to talk it over with Tom Brady before he can agree to anything. And so he was hesitant to say, yes, we got a deal without asking Tom Brady what he can say yes to and what he cannot say yes to.
Because $285,000, you would take that.
Yeah.
For a $300,000 car.
I think he was nervous to committing to him throwing a football to me as I drove away.
Oh, yeah, that could probably be a thing. And then you could tell how old someone is by the references they make, right? Like, you would know that I grew up in the 90s because I say things like awesome. Mm-hmm. But he said candid camera.
That's old.
That's an old TV show. So we had no deal, though, huh?
No deal. He would not agree to. He wouldn't even say yes to it. He was playing hard to get.
He sounds like he was doing a radio show back at you. Hey, man. Yeah, we get back here. www. All right. A guy in Idaho set the Guinness World Record when he drank a liter of lemon juice through a straw in under 17 seconds. How much is a liter? Like, what would be a liter seeing it? Because I know quarts and gallons and...
Mm-hmm. A pint is 16 ounces.
Okay, you're just saying words, aren't you?
No, I'm not. A pint is 16 ounces, so I think a liter might be 2 pints. Check me on that.
So think of your 2-liter Coke.
So 32 ounces.
So it's smaller than that.
Huh. Okay. So he has broken more than 100 Guinness records. And I'm looking at him, drink that. Okay, so it's basically 2 bottles... of Pepsi.
That's what I just said.
From the store. Right. I'm just looking here.
Okay, you said
you didn't know. You were doing a whole equation on the
No, I was thinking, and then you were like, are you just making up numbers?
Well, I wondered. So, if anybody can do this in under 25 seconds, I got cold hard cash.
Ooh.
The record's 17. If anybody can do it in 25 seconds, let's just say I got $100.
For lemon juice?
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy.
Straight.
Lemon juice?
Straight lemon juice.
Yeah, you guys don't ever drink lemonade?
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, it's the exact same.
It's exact same thing.
Exactly the same.
No,
yep.
There's water okay. Mixed in there.
Hey, he can do it.
Oh, also, I think it might make him go to the bathroom.
I don't care about the end.
Yeah, people do lemon cleanses all the time.
That's true. It'd be an immediate cleanse. Who wants a shot at $100?
I do.
Lunchbox does.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a
Eddie,
liter?
Don't be Eddie, $100?
A liter of lemon juice. On tomorrow's show, Eddie?
I love the idea of $100. I don't love the idea of a lot of lemon juice.
In 25 seconds.
In 25 seconds.
You 8 extra seconds.
You know.
We're not even setting a record.
I do like lime juice, and I can drink the crap out of that.
Just straight.
I'll give it a shot.
All right, we got 2 in.
I'm in.
Raymundo?
I'll do it if it's beer.
No, it's not
it's
beer.
Not beer.
The whole point was it was lemon juice.
The beer, honestly, it'll go down a lot easier, and you can shotgun it. You can also beer bong it. You can't do that with the lemon juice. It's going to kill your insides.
How are you? Are you buying bottled lemon? How are you going to make this?
Yeah, well, I'll go to the store right now.
Okay,
we can do it tomorrow's show.
No, you just squeeze it like lemonade.
A lot.
We got Mike D live at the lemon farm. Mike D, you there?
Okay.
You want to do it tomorrow?
I mean, I could try, but. No, I'm too scared.
No, I mean, do you want to, like, do it? Well, I'm not doing it.
Oh, okay.
I tell you what. If no one does it, the winner of you two still gets $50.
Oh, I like that.
Raymundo, does that tickle your fanny?
Yeah, I can do 10 beers. So
no,
if we can move
we're not doing with the beers. Okay. You know what? We'll do that tomorrow. The Bob
Bone Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So last year, Forbes named Kylie Jenner the youngest self-made billionaire ever. But they just revoked that title.
Yeah, I saw they went in, reviewed some of the things that were said, and said, yeah, she wasn't a billionaire. They feel lied to.
Yeah, they claim that the tax returns that she gave them were faked to make it look like the company's revenue was 2 or 3 times higher than it really was.
Well, then another company bought into her line and paid all this money because of...
the value.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so now there's a lot of drama. All I know is I'm seeing on my Twitter feed, Corona... riots, and every once in a while, somebody will retweet something from Kylie Jenner going, guys, please just give me a break. There's a lot happening right now.
Well, she said that the statements are inaccurate and unproven assumptions, and that she can name a list of 100 things more important right now than fixating on how much money she has.
But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, did she lie in her tax returns? Mm-hmm. By the way, if Forbes believes that, I got a tax return I like to give them too. I'm going to be a trillionaire. I'm going to be the first ever trillionaire if they'll just take anybody's tax return.
Well, clearly it works. It boosts your value, and then people invest in you. Okay, so I got a scenario for you. I don't know what you think. Parents are making their adopted child go vegan because their biological child decided they wanted to be vegan. And now the whole family's joining in. And their 13-year-old, who's adopted, doesn't want to do it.
Wow, 13, huh? That's when it gets tricky.
And they've had the adopted child for 3 years. So came into the house at 10, is 13 years old. Yeah. And now all of a sudden the family's like, we're vegan now and you need to be too.
I would say the first thing I think is, well, the parents make the rules. If the parents say no sodas, there are no sodas unless you hide and get them somewhere else. So that's going to be my answer. The parents make the rules. But man, about 11, 12, 13, you almost have to start listening to your kids a little bit because they can start to make their own decisions for themselves. And if you don't let them, they're going to do it outside the house, right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to say the parents make the rules.
I know. Okay. I'm with you totally because, but I feel like they're just causing unnecessary drama inside their house because the 13-year-old's feeling like, oh, well, you're giving, because the biological child is the one that wants to go vegan, and now we all have to do it.
It's weird that one kid is making the parents even go vegan.
Well, the 15-year-old did it for a few months and really, like, is very passionate about it. So the parents said, you know what? We'll join you. The whole family. We're all doing it together.
I'm still going to stay to the parents make the rules, but that whole story sounds weird.
I know, because why would you?
Why would you make a kid, if he doesn't want to be or she want to be?
I get it. Like, just buy that kid the
I would not do that
like.
If it were me, but I'm staying under the umbrella of the parents make the rules.
Yeah. But don't do also.
But don't do that thing. Yeah. Right, yeah. All right, what else?
Okay, so people are doing this whole rent by the hour space.
Oh, I know what that's
thing.
About.
No.
Oh, I thought you meant like motels.
It's totally different. It's to escape the people that they're in lockdown with, especially in places like New York, where they've been in tiny apartments with people for 10, 11 weeks now, and they need space. And evidently there's an app called Globe, and it's been around way longer than coronavirus, and it offers daytime short-term rentals by the hour.
Do you know what this is? This is Raymundo's idea of Nooner. Isn't it?
That's what I'm talking about.
If you just would have went with it before Corona, this would have happened and you would have had a business.
I didn't have the startup money. I needed help from other people.
Remember Nooner, everybody?
Yeah.
Isn't that what that is?
Well, Ray weren't you offering like a bus where they could get on and take a nap?
That or other places, it was still up in the air. It wasn't decided yet.
Yeah, well, but so it was basically that. And I tell you, you know who didn't laugh at you, Ray? Me.
I know, that's why we missed it, honestly. That was really our invention right
Everybody
there.
Everybody laughed at you, but I was like, Raymundo, I thought the name was a little trivial, honestly. Nooner, you know what that means. But but people are renting them, huh?
Yeah, and the app is Globe, if you're interested.
What?
Globe.
Did I talk about Grailed on here? Show?
Yeah, your
So my shirt's from today.
Shirt. Oh, is that a vintage Chicago?
1992 Portland Trail Blazers, Chicago Bulls, NBA Finals.
Wow, you were there?
Oh, no, I was not even a teenager yet.
I'm just kidding.
But I bought it on Grailed for like $18, $20, something like that.
Well, yeah. I love it.
All right, there you go. Is that it, Amy?
Yeah, Amy, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
This 7-year-old boy in Louisiana was all excited. It was his cousin's birthday party. Swim in the swimming pool. He runs. He jumps in the pool. And he looks. And he's, man, there's a kid at the bottom of the pool. He's got to swim down. It's a 4-year-old boy. The 7-year-old swims down, puts the kid's arms around his shoulders, and brings him back up to the top. The boy had blue lips but was still breathing. Ooh,
dang.
The 7-year-old's a hero.
Wow, wow, wow. 7 years old. Knew what to do. Man, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What do you get when you dip a kitten in chocolate?
What do you get when you dip a kitten in chocolate?
A kitty cat bar.
That was the morning corny.
Thank you. Here is Joe from Washington, D.C.
Good morning, studio. Just wanted to say that I really enjoyed your interview with Melvin Wallen. I don't know much about him, but it was just great to get to know him. And I'm actually surprised that nobody called him Morgan number 3. Anyway, have a great week, guys. You'll take care. Be safe.
Yeah, a lot of people liked that interview. Morgan Wallen, love his music. Was texting him the other night. He had a really good time on the show, too, even though it was virtual. But, yeah, if you don't know Morgan Wallen, go back and listen to last Friday's podcast. Pretty good interview there. You guys can call us anytime. Leave a message if you want. 877-77-BOBBY. Here you go.
Hi, you guys. Okay, I have a question. My husband and I were driving down our street. We saw one of our neighbors pulling the weeds of another neighbor's yard. And I thought, oh, that's so nice. And he thought, wow, that was rude. So what do you guys think? Is it rude to pull your neighbor's weeds? Like, is that like kind of overstepping of bounds, or is that just being a good neighbor? Anyways, I would love your input because you guys always have good input. So thanks, you guys.
I wouldn't be offended. I would ask, hey, what are you doing? Like, hey, I was pulling your weeds. I was out doing my weeds too. I just thought it'd help. I'd be like, thank you very much. I love it. Now, I'm not territorial over my yard though. Like, Amy, I know you guys are because your husband loves yard.
Yeah. I'm trying to think how he would, I don't think he would like it, but he would already have handled the weeds himself. But somebody might be like, no, that's how I want my yard. Like, what, is my yard a disgrace to you?
What is your advice to her?
I think it's kind. I think it's fine.
Me too. I think it's fine too.
But there is somebody that's going to be offended by that, and I don't know if that neighbor's us or them.
I'm going to say 70-30, the percentage of people who like it versus who don't, mm-hmm. but I'm going to say it's okay. Eddie, you mow your neighbor's yard.
I did.
Did she ever come back and say thank you?
She never said thank you.
She didn't know you did it.
I really think that's what it comes down to. She didn't know I did it. And I had the same feeling too. Am I doing a good deed or am I going to offend her by doing this?
What would you say to this caller?
I think you're being a good neighbor.
I lean toward good neighbor.
Right.
And like a good neighbor.
State Farm is there.
Well, no, I was going to say we all should be one, but now you give him a free plug. There you go.
Idiot.
I think we're all three lightly on the side of that's a good neighborly thing to do, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't drive around looking for yards with weeds.
Right.
But if it's really your neighbor and you're already out doing it, then you could probably pop over. Because if they asked, it was uncomfortable, you could be like, hey, I was doing our weeds too. So I had extra Weedex or whatever you call it. Listen, right. I don't know anything about yards. Is that a thing, Weedex?
I don't know. It sounds like something that would be a weed killer, but I don't know.
We'll be drafting our favorite things from the 90s. We'll be making a team. You pick the team you like the best at BobbyBones.com. Eddie, you have the first pick.
I do.
All the 90s is up for grabs. What's the first thing that you're going to draft from the generation 90?
I have to pick the number one thing that we all remember, we all did. And sometimes, once in a while, we were like, kids, you all don't even know, but we had to go rent videos at Blockbuster Video.
Blockbuster Video, solid. I did have that on my list.
Good.
All right. Mark that out. All right, Morgan. What year were you born, Morgan?
93.
Oh, wow. You can only draft things that you... All right, Morgan, go ahead.
So this is where my girl crush begins, so I'm just going to have to pick this because it makes sense. It's Shania Twain.
I was going to try and get Shania. That was a thing. Good. Is it me? Raymundo's out. He finished last time. I honestly thought Eddie was going to get Garth and I was going to get Shania.
Mm.
But Garth is sitting here for me.
Take him.
I obviously have to take Garth Brooks. That'd have been my first pick. I'm going Garth Brooks. All right. Amy, we're drafting your favorite things from the 90s.
Yeah. And, okay, my brain wasn't going artists.
It doesn't have to go anywhere.
I know, I was just thinking.
Eddie picked a Macarena.
I know.
Blockbuster Video.
Sorry.
Yeah, mine was like a techie thing from the 90s. But, okay, I'm going to go with a pager.
Okay.
That's good.
Pager, a beeper.
That's good. I
have it on my list.
Don't feel bad about that
one. That's all right. I already know. I think it's my turn to lose. It's fine.
Well, you and Eddie are both in it. We rarely get to have both of you in.
Yeah, this is fun.
Lunchbox.
Man, I have Blockbuster on there, Garth. So, I mean, another thing that was huge in the 90s that is no longer around and people don't understand it are CDs.
Yeah.
Everybody had CDs, so I'm going CDs.
All right, there we go. Eddie took Blockbuster as the first pick. Shania Twain, Garth Brooks, pager, and Lunchbox with CDs. That's the first round. We'll do three rounds. To start the second round, we'll go backward. Lunchbox, you get the first pick, second round.
Yeah, this TV show, when you said 90s, this is a TV show I think we all watched. It popped into my head. I still watch it today if I catch a rerun, and it's Saved by the Bell.
Solid. Amy?
I'm going to go Tamagotchi.
Yeah, she's going to finish last.
Sorry, Amy.
What can you tell me what a Tamagotchi is?
It's very 90s specific.
Yeah.
I mean... Other things?
I have it on my list, but it was on the list of things to bring up after everybody chose.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Tamagotchis. There you go. I'm going to go with Friends. A TV show, Friends.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I just really didn't think of like things like that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I thought of like things that we used in the 90s, not like what we
watched.
Can we spell it out? F.R. Because I'm afraid people go, I had Friends in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But like the TV show Friends. Yeah, yeah. Morgan, what do you have?
Well, I'm also going to go with a toy, so I don't think you were too far off, Amy. I'm going with Beanie Babies.
Oh, that's mine.
That's big, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
From the 90s, Eddie, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to go with, I'm sorry we're not here right now, so just leave a message at the beep, please. Beep. Answering machines.
Nice.
You all don't like that one.
Yeah, I don't love it, but
well,
it's fine. Eddie.
It's not bad.
It's either you or me.
that we're going to go out?
For sure.
I don't think I have. I was just saying if I had that one.
Yeah, I didn't.
I have low gas prices, though, on mine.
Although they're pretty low right now.
I don't
though.
Think they are now, yeah, but I don't think I'm going to get to that one and this one. But I do have low gas prices.
That's funny.
Okay. One more round, going back around. Eddie, you have two of your three picks. So far, you have Blockbuster and Answering Machines.
Yes.
What's going to be your final pick?
I'm going to stick with technology. We all had it. It's the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Okay. Just, you want to go with Nintendo?
Yeah, just Nintendo.
Nintendo. I think NES would probably be confusing.
Yeah.
Helping you out.
Thank you. Thank you, dude.
Morgan.
I need to throw a 90s food in here, so I'm going to go with Lunchables.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
Interesting.
She does have Food World. All right. Well, it's my pick. You know, I also thought about sayings like talk to the hand.
Oh, that's good.
You know, or talk to the hair because face don't care. You know, that was one
yeah.
I have on here. I'm not going to pick that one. I didn't think you guys are either.
Peace out.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Or Vanilla Ice I have on here. I'm going to go with, yeah, caller ID. When we got that, it revolutionized. Oh. When we could tell who was calling our house phone, mind blown.
Yeah, caller ID.
Dang, caller ID.
That's a good one. And it made me think of another good one that I can't use anymore.
Well, after it's over, you can say okay. it. Go Amy, say go it. Ahead.
Now, I'm in between an AOL account or text messaging.
Text messaging?
Yeah, you could start texting like a 99-ish.
Oh.
Right?
Sure. I would just think I text all the time now. Like, that's not just a 90s thing.
Oh, okay. Well, AOL account is... Well, Garth Brooks we consume now.
Absolutely. But was much bigger then. Texting is bigger now.
I didn't know there was texting. Then.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that's what came to my mind.
Oh, what about a see-through phone?
Amy,
the
Amy,
landline
Amy,
phone?
Amy, I had a see-through phone too.
Thank you.
I really did.
Yes, a landline see-through
I know exactly
phone.
What you're talking
they
about.
They were amazing. Whenever I got it for my birthday or Christmas, I was so excited. Okay, I'll just go with AOL account.
AIM or AOL account? AOL?
What AOL would account? You say?
No, I'm just asking you. AOL account? Yes, AOL.
Yes.
AOL,
just
got
say
it.
AOL.
Got it.
Well, yeah.
I just want to make sure it's clear so you don't come back later and go, oh, I meant to say this.
No, I meant to say that.
No, AOL's great. That's a great one.
Okay.
Lunchbox, final pick.
Yeah. Big in the 90s, I feel like were these things where a bunch of boys got together and they sang and they were boy bands, but I'm going to take the boy band of the 90s that everybody loves, NSYNC. Give me bye, bye, bye.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right, good.
NSYNC.
That's good.
Star 69 was one that
I
thought about.
That's it.
It was very 90s. Urkel and Screech had the characters down.
What did Star 69 do again? Called you back?
Yeah.
Because you didn't know who it was, so you just hit Star 69 and it would go back to them.
Yeah,
and Star 67 blocked your caller ID.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Trapper Keepers have on my list.
Had that.
Tickle Me Elmo I almost went with as the third pick of my draft.
Ooh.
Cassettes, VHS tapes, Super Soakers, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Game Boys, Walkman, Slap Bracelets, Macarena, and Furbies.
It's all good stuff,
those
though.
Were stuff that it just came to my mind. Anybody else have any extras?
For starter jackets?
Yeah.
Oh.
Can never afford those. I was very envious of people with starter jackets.
Yeah. Umbros, I had Umbros,
Amy. That's good.
Good.
I know.
Anybody else have anything else?
That's it.
Hey, what was your good one?
Star 69.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, go to BobbyBones.com and vote on the team that you like the best. Don't always go with the first pick because... It's all slotted different. That first pick spot moves around the room. So look at the whole team.
I just thought, maybe I'll just start embracing who can win the most or lose the most. You know?
No, you don't want to do that.
No, I'm going to have to.
That's
I'm
not
gonna,
a record for
no,
that.
I'm going to have to.
Morgan number two loves to talk about food. That's why we do this segment right here.
It's time for Food World, Num Num Num, with Morgan number two.
So Sonic added two new cake shakes for the summer. One is brownie batter and one is yellow cake batter. And they're here until August 2nd.
I hear this and I think, man, that was going to be great for other people.
Oh, I'm going to take my kids.
I just, do you know the caloric intake of these?
Oh, I do.
Go ahead.
So a large size of either one of these is 1,560 calories, which is the equivalent of 3/4 of a Pizza Hut cheese pizza.
Wow. What's the daily, Bones?
2,000 calories.
Wow.
So it's half of supposed to be what you eat a day.
Yeah. If you want to get a small, that's 770 calories, which is equivalent to about 7 bowls of Fruit Loop cereal.
small as 7 bowls of fruit. But okay, so you weigh it. What would you rather have? 7 bowls of Fruit Loop throughout the day or 1 small Sonic? That's how I would do it.
Yeah, it's good.
And I would go, I would do the Fruit Loops, but I'm going to go 5. I would work. That's a lot, but that sounds great. Like I said, for, not for me, but I would love it. But I have been having a small limeade every other day with extra real fruit. Order it off the app. They bring it to the house. Drop it off. Caitlin loves Sonic. I love Sonic, but she's from Oklahoma, so they had Sonics like we did. So it's finally somebody that understands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy. All right, Morgan number 2. Thank you very much.
Yep.
That was Food World with Morgan number 2. Num, num, num.
Morgan number 2 is our head of digital. She's 26. Yeah.
Yeah, 26.
Dating. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dating.
Have you been on a date since quarantine?
No, I haven't.
Have you been on a virtual date?
No, I haven't. I've just been kind of scared of dating in quarantine life.
I did see a dating commercial where they're now promoting, because they have the video chat feature built inside the dating app, so you don't have to give out numbers. Would you do that?
I would do it. I don't know. I'm kind of like, I'll just wait until things go back to some kind of normal, and I'll go on a normal date.
Are you on the app still?
I'm still on the apps, yeah.
Matching?
Matching with people. I'm really bad about like responding to one message and then not responding to any more.
If an attractive guy asked you out, but you found out that he was like seriously addicted to Candy Crush, like would spend a couple hundred dollars a month on in-app purchases of a Candy Crush, would that be unattractive to you? Like if he was super obsessed with Candy Crush?
I don't think it would be at first. But then if I started dating him and it became a thing, yeah, I think I would want him to stop that. So then I'd probably just not date him because I don't want to change him. So let him have his thing.
So you'd find him unattractive.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Thank you very much.
Get it.
Unattractive.
You're so smart.
Well, I was thinking about that. I have a friend who plays Candy Crush all the time. And I'm like, dude, you're a dude. You're like a 36-year-old single guy. And I wonder if girls would find that unattractive because he plays and he buys all the little level bumps and all that stuff. So what I wonder from all of you, what is the most unattractive app you have on your phone? It could be something that you're embarrassed of or the worst app you have. But if somebody saw it, they'd be like, why do you have that? mine's easy. I never use it. I don't know why I downloaded it. It's called Nebula Horoscope. I'm not even into horoscopes.
No, you're not.
I don't know why I have it, but about once every 2 months, I'll see it and open it up and check my horoscope. But it's never bad. And it's always right because it's so vague.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, you know, today at some point. Someone with letter S will come into your life.
It like, never
of course, everybody's if I talk to enough people, or if I just follow somebody on Instagram. But I have that, and I also have, I started running. Well, I ran one time. A couple days ago, I was like, I'm bored. I've been riding that bike so much. I go to my gym now a couple times a week, but I just wanted to go run. I go run around my neighborhood, so I needed an app. So I downloaded something called 21K Runner. I didn't realize it was training you for a half marathon. So now I got to commit either to keep the app because it's an in-app, you have to buy in-app purchases.
Yeah, you have to buy that one.
Yeah. So I have that one too that's pretty dumb that makes no sense. And then I have a game called It's Quiz Time that isn't a game you play on your phone. It's a controller for PS4, but I don't play that quiz game anymore. Amy, what do you have?
Oh, I like Temple Run too.
Do you play that?
Well, so I am embarrassed about it because...
Did you dominate Temple Run 1?
You beat it.
Well, it's something that my kids love.
Yeah.
And I say it's on there for them. But sometimes I pull it up and I mean, it's kind of fun because you like drive your phone. You can like lean it left, but then you also use your fingers to swipe. And I am pretty good.
Yeah.
And so I would say nobody knows I play. Not even my kids.
It's a safe space here. Eddie?
Yeah. So mine's called the Roulettist, and it's basically roulette or any casino game that you gamble on, but it's not real money.
You fake gamble?
And I'm on
roulette?
There, guys, I'm on there a lot, too, and I'm like, come on, 21 red today.
Is that like
red.
Someone who will like act like they're smoking a fake cigarette just to get the feeling?
Sure.
Because you need that to gamble?
Well, the money's in the thousands, like, you know, and all I want at some point is $1 million, and I can never get there.
It's like his O'Doul's or something.
Oh, yeah.
Morgan?
I mean, I have 3 dating apps on my phone, so I would really like to get rid of those sometime soon.
Are you on all 3 of them? Rocking all 3 of them?
Yeah, not Tinder. I'm on Hinge and Bumble and another one, but it's not Tinder.
Lunchbox?
Yeah, I am like terrified of a snake crawling out of somewhere when I go walk out to take the trash out or I'm looking for something in the yard, so I have a flashlight app.
where it is a bright light. You just hit it, and it's a flashlight, and you use it on your phone. It's amazing, but it's really embarrassing that I have a flashlight app.
But you have an app because all you have to do is hit a button on your phone.
Yeah, we all have
one.
No, it's a special one.
Yeah, like, watch.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't need that for you. Just, you don't need to hit a button.
Yeah, man, it's on your phone.
I was assuming he knew that, and this is a super special flashlight. Right?
No, you download the app. It's called the flashlight app.
No. Does it do this? Like, ready? Is that what it does?
That's what it does.
But it's
Bones, you just blew his mind.
That's built into the iPhone.
Like on the front facing that it turned into a...
No.
Oh, wow.
So if you just push the app, it does that?
That's what it does.
Interesting.
That's somebody in Russia that just got all your info. Like, you don't need that.
That's funny. All right.
Wait, you have a flashlight?
Yeah,
it's not an app. It's built into
the
phone.
We all have it.
Yeah. It's like a screen.
Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A couple of guys were driving down Highway 17 in South Carolina when they saw a bunch of cash blowing by. Linwood, Woody Smith, and Jonathan Salivar stopped their car and they were like, They started collecting the money and they were like, what do we do? They called the Georgetown County Sheriff's Office to turn it in. In the Facebook post, the Sheriff's Office explains the Good Samaritans found $1,300 and it got it back to the elderly owner who was actively looking for it. They proclaimed them honest men of the city, and a lot of people were praising them on Facebook. So they didn't have to do that. They could easily got out and just taken the money. But I appreciate that. That's awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Well, let's open up the mailbag here. You guys send them, we answer them.
Bobby's mailbag.
They write, "Hey Bobby, morning studio, I need your help. My husband is a sentimental pack rat. He packs everything. He keeps it all. I call them cherished memories. I'm talking about ticket stubs of his favorite movies and concerts, old shirts he wore in high school that allegedly still fit, birthday and holiday cards from the last few years, receipts, tons of paper. If it has a memory, he keeps it. But all I see is a bunch of trash, and he won't allow me to throw any of it away. Well, during quarantine, I was working from home. He's been going to the office. One day, I tested to see if he noticed that anything would be missing. So I threw out some papers and a shirt. Days went by nothing. This past weekend, I heard a shriek from upstairs. Babe, where's my green American Eagle polo? Mind you, the shirt is from 10th grade and is too small. Of course, I denied it. But what should I... or we do. I want him to clean up and get rid of some unnecessary clutter. We need to come to a compromise. Thanks for your help." That's the email. Amy, go ahead. You're first. You've had to deal with this a little
bit. Yeah, that's hard. I know firsthand because my husband keeps a lot of things and is very sentimental. I had his t-shirts turn into a blanket. So that's how I handled a bunch of the extra shirts.
Did he like that though?
He didn't love it.
Yeah, I can't see me liking that.
But it is what it is. It's done. That was years ago. He deployed for a couple months overseas and came back to a blanket. Hey. No, I mean, I think it's, yes. Does he like the blanket over the shirts just being mysteriously gone? Yes, he loves the blanket. But I think that you have to respect the fact that we're all different and it means something to him. So the compromise is... you find a place for him to store all of his stuff, but you give him the opportunity to get rid of it. I just don't think it's our right to just casually have stuff disappear and see if they notice.
So your angle
is... and I'm speaking from experience because I've done it.
Find a place to store it.
Airplane models that accidentally fall off the fireplace and break.
Wink, wink.
Oh.
You know, stuff like that.
My would be go to him and say, "Hey, you got a lot of crap here. You never use it."
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have to do something about it. So what is it that I can do? What would you like me to change? Like, what of my stuff? Like, I would say give him the power to go, "Well, if you don't like this, I also don't like this. Let's both kind of peel an ear back."
What if he says, "You're perfect"?
That's never going to happen. I would say go to him and say, "Hey, is there anything about in the same vein that I can help you with that drives you crazy?" And then come to a compromise that way. Just throwing it away is going to get you in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. It's a compromise situation.
Yeah.
You say find a place to store it.
No, you have to talk about it.
I say...
don't just do it.
You can say, "Hey, pick the 5 worst things every 3 months that you don't need anymore and let's toss them out." And then make him go to the bottom of his barrel of gifts and ticket stubs and receipts and clean it out that way.
Or go to Walmart or Target and buy a storage bin. Start with one, yeah, clear, so you can see through it and he can still see exactly what's in there. You know, I think that there's something to that.
Okay. Well, there you go. You can go to Facebook. We'll write the question up there. We'll post the email and give us your feedback. Just go over to the Facebook page, Bobby Bones Show. Morgan, if people want to reach out to us by email, where do they email?
Mailbag@BobbyBones.com.
And that was Bobby's Mailbag.
Just throwing stuff away, though. That's the no-go. We agree with that,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. That's just
not good. No. I would also say don't make his clothes into a blanket.
Right.
No offense.
We learned.
Don't do that.
It's fine now. And the kids use it. It's great. It's actually a great blanket.
Oh, yeah. I would be, too. Like, it's not a shirt anymore.
No.
Yeah. It's, there's a compromise situation there.
No, but I think I told you.
Also, he's not going to notice if receipts are gone, honestly.
No, he won't.
But the big stuff he'll notice is gone. Okay, there we go. I'm done. Bobby Bones Show. I mentioned running earlier. We're talking about apps. And I was just like, I got to go do something. And so I went out and ran. And I just ran for 45 minutes, or maybe 30 minutes. I don't know. It was all torture. I'm not a runner because I don't like the mental grind of it. I'm okay with the bike. 30 minutes, go as hard as I can. The running, but I went out, I did 4 miles or so.
Oh, that's
pretty
good.
And there are a lot of hills in my neighborhood, so my quads are pretty sore today. May never do it again. But hey, what a rush, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Good times.
Mike D runs like crazy. Mike D, how many miles per day do you run?
8 miles.
Oh, wow.
Just gets out and runs 8 miles.
That's cool. I don't
have But this is the same guy who lost 100 pounds by walking, then jogging, then running. Like that. Everybody has their own way to get it, man. We're going live to the bathroom right now where our video producer, Eddie, is. Video producer, my best friend, and a guy who loves a good bathroom visit. Right, Eddie?
No, I mean, I do spend a lot of my day in the bathroom.
Okay, so I was watching a commercial where Charmin has Ultra Soft and Ultra Strong. And I was like, could you even tell the difference? And would you ask for a... hey, babe, what's happening?
He flushed.
Why are you flushing right now?
Well, because there was something in there.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right, so Ultra Soft, Ultra Strong, and we have Ultra Industrial, which is whatever the janitor put in there, okay? So you don't know which are which, right?
No, I have Scuba C right outside the stall handing me each one. This is so dumb.
All right, so are you prepared? You have your pants down?
Both, I'm in position.
Okay, here we go. Hand him toilet paper number one.
Toilet paper number one, Steve. Here we go.
How many squares is it?
Oh, he's going over this. Okay. It's a good, I would say, a roll of about 6 times.
About 6 squares, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Try the first one out. We're trying to see if we can tell the difference between Ultra Soft, Ultra Strong, or Ultra Industrial.
All right. That's a little, it's not very comfortable. Mm. Okay. So do I have to tell you what I think this is right now?
You don't have to. Just remember what number one is, because you may want to compare them.
Got it.
Okay, here we go. Number two.
Number two, Steve.
Number two. Here we go.
Oh, this is definitely a little fluffier.
Mm.
Oh, well, not bad.
All right. There you
First
go.
First one hurt a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Oh, mm-hmm. Number two felt pretty good?
Yeah, number two's not bad.
All right, let's try one more.
All right, number three, Steve.
Number three.
Ugh. Mike D makes notes during the show, and he wrote Eddie's guesses. Said number one hurts a little.
Wow, Bones. Number three is like a cloud.
Wow. Okay. So, number one hurts a little. Number two is softer. Number three is like a cloud. Of all the toilet papers, where would you assign them?
Okay. So, what was the first one?
There's Ultra Soft, which is Charmin. There's Ultra Strong, which is Charmin, and there's the janitor's Ultra Industrial.
Okay, so number one is definitely Ultra Industrial.
All right, hey, Scuba Steve is number one Ultra Industrial.
It sure is. He got it right.
He got one right. Wow. All right. Great. Number two, Eddie.
Okay, all right. So number two, this is trickier. I think I'm going to have to go with the one in between. So what are my two final options?
They're Strong and Soft.
Okay, I'm going to go with number two is Strong, because it was quite comfortable, but it did feel like it would do the job.
Okay. Scuba Steve is number two Ultra Strong.
Eddie is correct.
Hey! Oh! Eddie, that makes number three.
Yeah, Ultra Soft.
Ultra Soft, you went 3 for 3. Wow. He is a connoisseur of toilet paper.
Who knew?
Eddie, so what's your recommendation here of those three? Which one should people get?
Well, guys, I'm going to have to go with, I'm impressed with how soft Strong was.
Oh.
Because the Strong, it did the job. If you have, you know, a little more work that you need your toilet paper to do,
yeah.
Number two will do it, and it'll also feel pretty comfortable on your bottom.
Ultra Strong it is. Wow, there it is. Well, this is not even a commercial. Eddie, thank you, brother. We appreciate what you're doing.
Thanks, Bones. Let me flush again.
No, it, okay. All right.
All right.
You didn't, all right. So what happened?
Well, I got a DM from a meteorologist here at News Channel 5, Henry Rothenberg, and he just said, hey, I just learned that your son has a fear of tornadoes ever since we had the one hit in March, and that he too, when he was 7 years old, had a really bad fear, and that he wouldn't mind hopping on a Zoom call or when coronavirus stuff ends, like inviting Stevenson up to the news weather room.
Wow.
To go over stuff with him and really explain weather and what's happening, and just so he can feel comfortable and doesn't have to freak out anytime he hears thunder or rain or whatever. And
that's,
I just thought
cool.
that was super thoughtful. I was like, you're like the nicest meteorologist in the world. And then my husband, since he's a pilot, he thinks he's like a sort of a meteorologist anyways. So I think he'll geek out and want to go too. And they can just all talk weather and it'll be great.
That would be pretty cool if he got to do the green screen with the...
Yeah.
Because that's still fun to me. Because I'm going to go back to Arkansas sometime soon. And I'm going to go see Barry Brandt. He works as one of the meteorologists there.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to get on the news and do the weather. Like, I want the pressure of having to do that green screen. Because it's fun because you get on a green screen and you know, they point at the things on the map.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see it behind you. But you look in a monitor beside you.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of have to learn how to do that. And people that don't want to do it always look ridiculous. I don't know how to do it. So I think that would be fun to do. So I've kind of made a deal with him that when I go back, he worked for KTV in Little Rock, that I would go do the weather on the news.
You do a weather break?
Yeah. And just guess. Well, low pressure and high pressure are meeting here, but that means they're meeting in the middle. I'll start walking you and sing Diamond.
Everyone's like, great. I learned nothing from this.
That'd be fun though, huh?
Yeah.
Amy, you should have him wear a green shirt. That way when he gets up there, his head's floating.
It's floating.
Oh, well, I don't even know if it includes any green time.
Oh, it can
if
you want it to.
Okay.
Yes. Who is that again? What's the name?
Henry Rothenberg.
Yeah.
And he works, at News Channel 5. So
what's happening with your daughter?
I mean, same old with her. Like, she's had some issues in her mouth.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. And then we're getting hair done. She had to have a tooth pulled and hair done this week, which is two painful things.
What's up with that tooth pulled?
I don't know. She just has a baby tooth that wasn't coming out. And like a month or so ago, or maybe a few weeks ago, once it was safe for them to go to the dentist, The dentist said, no, it's going to fall out on its own. It's fine. And it's not. And so she kept asking my husband to pull it out with a string and do all kinds of stuff.
Did he try to do that or no?
No, we'll do that if he's done it to a few of their teeth because I think it's cool. But not this one. Something seemed off. But anyway, got that handled. But it's a painful week for her between teeth and hair because hair day is not a walk in the park. It's hours and it's a lot of pain and I have to give her Tylenol because she's going to get braids. Right now she has all natural hair and she's going to get braids at extension so that she can go swimming, because right now it's a big ordeal. If she goes swimming, her hair gets, it's just not easy for her. But if she gets braids, then it's, the summer will be easy.
Dang, hair and teeth. I didn't go to the dentist. We were very poor, so I didn't go to the dentist until my 20s.
Oh yeah.
So we could never go to the dentist. But what we would do when I have teeth problems, that we'd do the string thing, but I would have to sometimes pull my own teeth. You take the string, tie it on the doorknob, and slam the door.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we did that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, it did make me think, because I do feel in a position where I can take her to the dentist. But for a week now, I've been saying, no, we don't need to go to the dentist, because we don't just go to the dentist because we can. It's not, and I feel thankful we have insurance, but it doesn't make it free. And then, so I don't want them to think that just because of a minor little irritation, that means we just go to the doctor or we go to the dentist. And it made me think of you, yeah. I almost wanted to say to them, you know, when Bobby was a kid, he couldn't just go to the dentist.
Never went. And then had so much back work to do. It took me probably 8 years to get caught up.
How old were you when you first went?
21, 22, maybe 23. Okay. I don't remember at this point. Dang, well, it's been a while now.
Might.
But I had, we would pull out teeth sensors with pliers.
Pliers.
I don't even want to talk about that because it makes people feel uncomfortable listening to it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But again, I was poor, but everybody around me was poor too. So it wasn't, for the most part, like people running around with new veneers. And yeah. I'm over here going, oh. But if we just.
Right, that's what you did.
Yeah. And you learned to manage. And you really didn't know you were missing out until later on when they were like, oh, you have, I had really bad teeth. Like my greatest, one of my greatest purchases, I feel, was getting my teeth fixed. I think I wrote that in my first book, was that's when I felt like I was making it. When I bought my mom a trailer, I was able to buy her 2 acres of land and a trailer, and then was able to get my teeth fixed because it was two things I always worried about. And so, but yeah, we just managed. And if you had bad, you got Ambisol and just kept your tooth numb the whole time until it went away or you ripped it out. Ugh. Not good times for sure.
What about your hair days?
You know, I was fine on that part. Yeah, you know, the neighbor, Scotty's mom would shave our head.
She'd buzz cut.
Yeah, that was it. This is a Bobby Bone Show. Bobby Bone.